Chapter 6. How the fuck are there still dinosaurs living on Earth? I growled as I locked eyes with the nearest apex predator.
I told you, bro.
Todd sighed as he transformed himself back into an imp, surrounded himself with black flames, and floated up into the air.
The ones that adapted to harsh climates weren't affected by the extinction event. And since they're all chilling in areas that don't have people, they only get seen every now and again. Usually by people who then get called crazy for even suggesting they saw a fucking dinosaur. It's like you don't even listen to me, Jakey.
Fair enough. We can talk about that in counseling later.
What are they waiting for?
Eclipse, now clad in her rough, hide-like armor, whispered.
A weakness, Lisbeth. They'll only attack if they think we're easy prey. Thankfully, we're about as hard-ass as it gets.
Well, we can't just stand here and wait for them to leave. We have to find the guy who'll get us to Zeitman. We're not doing that by just standing around with our dicks in our hands.
Are you suggesting we make the first move?
Raphael questioned as he flipped the Bowie knife in his hand into a downward position.
Because I will gladly wipe these foul creatures off the face of the earth. The Shadow People may have failed to do their duty to the full extent, but I will finish the job. These creatures are the slime of creation.
Rafi's prejudiced against dinosaurs. Who knew?
We need a plan of attack, I whispered to my team. Libby and Eclipse, you work on crowd control. Oliver and Jane, you focus on keeping them contained from a distance. I don't want any of these fuckers flanking us. Everyone else, do what you do best.
Bro,
Todd whispered.
I'm not gonna fuck these things.
I meant kill, I hissed back at the imp.
You totally ruined the badass one-liner, bro. Well, it's not my fault. You didn't warn me first. That one's on you.
Yeah, totally. I lied. Forgive me for... Before I could finish my sentence, the first hill hunter charged. I quickly tossed up a shield of purple hellfire in front of its snarling jaw, and the creature's face smashed into it violently. While the hill hunter was disoriented, I finished it off by stabbing the Sword of Saints through its neck. The raptor hissed in agony as his blood painted the snow crimson, and then he fell over to the ground and began to gurgle as he died. That must have been enough to set off the rest of the herd, because they all began to charge.
It's showtime!
Todd said with Beetlejuice's voice, and then he unleashed a hailstorm of red fireballs at the incoming creatures. The baseball-sized projectiles hit the monsters as they charged and left burn marks on their flesh. However, the attacks didn't seem to do much other than knock the reptiles off balance. Thankfully for Todd, Cupie was there to land the killing blows. The Sister of Greed flipped in front of one of the hill hunters, twirled her pole arm around acrobatically, and then struck. She thrust the point of the weapon into the brain of the nearest creature and then, in the same motion, took out the legs of another with the blunt end. Finally, she flipped her pole arm around and stabbed the spear end into its neck.
Jacob! Oliver called out as he pointed up to the trees. Could we perhaps get a boost?
I threw out an ascending platform of purple hellfire in front of Oliver and Jane, and the two cultists dashed up them, and then into the branches of the trees. From there I saw them both blast a shot of blue and red hellfire off into the distance. Meanwhile, Libidine and Eclipse had both taken to their wings and were firing black and yellow flames into the crowd of hill hunters below. Several of the beasts yelped as Libby's spears pierced their thick hides, and others shrieked in terror as they were pulled into the void of Eclipse's black holes. Then there was Raphael, who looked like he was having a bit too much fun as he flipped over a charging hill hunter. As he somersaulted above the raptor, the archangel tossed his robe onto the creature. He landed fully clad in his badass white SWAT uniform, and then he came up with a fucking revolver. The barrel of Raphael's gun flashed with divine light as it kicked back in his hands, and a nearby hill hunter's chest exploded into a bloody mess. Then the archangel spun around and stabbed his bowie knife into the struggling figure underneath his robe. There was a wet schlock as the robe began to turn red, and then the monster underneath toppled over. Now, Raphael may have been a bit of a ditz, but he was a badass warrior of heaven, and he wasn't about to let us forget that.
Having fun yet?
Deja chuckled as she tossed her spear and chain at two of the attacking hill hunters. The raptor caught her attack with its mouth, but Deja wasn't about to give up that easily. She used her black hellfire to yank her chain toward the beast and then twirled in midair like a gymnast. Deja used her momentum to guide herself behind the two creatures, wrap her chain around their necks, and then land on their bodies like she was surfing on them. Finally, the tan succubus gave her weapon a yank, and the raptor's heads smashed together as they lost their balance and tumbled to the ground at my feet. I stabbed the Sword of Saints into the first one's eye and quickly turned the second one's head into a pile of ash with my red hellfire. Actually, I grinned as I looked at Deja. Kinda am. Suddenly what felt like a freight train struck me from the side and sent me rolling across the frigid ground. Before I could catch myself, one of the hill hunters was on top of me. I threw out a green portal in front of his face, and his entire head passed through. Then I forced his attack to reappear just above the base of his neck, and I watched with satisfaction as the hill hunter literally decapitated himself. Unfortunately, his lifeless body collapsed right on top of me, and the warm blood from his stub of a neck splashed out onto my face like a bowl of spilled soup. A warm, irony taste began to seep into my mouth, and I gagged horrifically as I tried to keep my lips pressed together as tightly as possible to keep from getting any more in my mouth. Finally, I summoned green flames to my hand, threw them around the body of the dead hill hunter, and launched it up into the sky. Once the corpse was airborne, I commanded my telekinetic flames to rip it apart in 10 different directions, and gory chunks of the body were scattered throughout the trees. There were more hill hunters on me as I stood up, and I just barely was able to parry an attack with my sword. The creature yelped as its head was knocked away, but there were still two more to deal with. I ducked out of the way of the first one's jaws, stabbed it in the stomach, and then watched as its warm blood splashed out onto the snow. Before I could get my bearings, the jaws of the third raptor clamped around my right arm. I heard my armor crunch underneath the power of its jaws as the raptor yanked me off my feet and began to drag me across the snowy ground. I reached down to grab the goat-headed dagger from my belt, but the creature was too fast. It began to shake me around on the ground like a chew toy as it let out a series of chirps, and then I heard more of the hill hunters answer its call in unison. This thing had me dead to rights, and it wanted to make sure it rang the dinner bell. I wasn't going to go down that easily, though. So I summoned silver flames into my hand, surrounded the ball of metal on my belt, and then commanded it to turn into a long, thin strip. Then I ordered it to fly up, stab through the hill hunter's lower jaw, and wrap around its snout like a makeshift muzzle. The creature released its grip on my arm and roared as the soft tissue of its mandible was punctured. But then he was silenced as the metal strip closed his mouth completely. From my spot on the ground, I could see at least five more hill hunters charging me from about 10 feet away. So I summoned bronze hellfire around my fist, flipped over, and slammed it straight down into the ground. A shockwave rang out as the earth rocked, and the hill hunters were knocked down onto their sides. I ordered the strip of metal to tighten around the fucker's jaw above me, and within seconds there was a wet crack as his jawbones both snapped. The strip continued to tighten as blood oozed out in a thin line, and the creature continued to frantically flail his head back and forth. Finally, the entire loop was closed as the hill hunter's entire snout fell off with a bloody schlock. The beast stared at me in horror for a second before it fell over and went into shock as it bled out. Then I turned my attention back to the five hill hunters on the ground, who were now just getting back to their feet. My left hand turned red, my right hand turned yellow, and I clapped them together as I tossed out a swarm of glowing shuriken. They stabbed into three of the raptors, exploded, and sent their guts splattering across the nearby trees. The other two fuckers charged me, but I was more than ready. I ran at the hill hunters, fell down to my knees, and lopped off the right one's leg with the Sword of Saints. And without missing a beat, I threw up a green portal in front of my trajectory, stabbed the sword into it, and forced it to reappear in front of the second raptor's head. Even though I couldn't see through the interdimensional portal, I felt my blow land, and then I heard the creature behind me let out a wail before I heard it crumple to the ground. Finally, I ordered the metal strip that was still lying on the ground to turn into a spear and stab through the neck of the wounded hill hunter. Its cries went silent as the metal pierced its jugular and then returned to a ball on my belt. As I tried to regain my bearings, I realized how well we were doing against these guys. There were only a handful of the mountain raptors left, and my friends were making short work of them.
"Ha ha! Just like grenading fish in a barrel!"
Todd cackled as he tossed down magic flashbangs. The hill hunters screamed as they were temporarily blinded, and then they were both struck by a blast of blue hellfire, their entire upper bodies froze in place under the icy spell, and then Cupie shattered them with the blunt end of her polearm. Raphael's pristine SWAT uniform was soaked in hill hunter blood as he climbed up onto a creature and unloaded his divine famis directly into its back. The hill hunter's body was literally ripped to shreds by the hailstorm of bullets before Raph spun around, whipped out his revolver, and blasted another raptor between the eyes. Brain matter flew from the back of its skull as its eyes rolled back in its head. Then the raptor fell to the ground and slid across the snow.
"Oh, nice shooting, Rafi!"
Todd called out from above.
Should I be worried about all that, pent-up rage?"
"Not at all," Raph mused as he blew the smoke away from the barrel of his gun. "It's just that I haven't had a good fight in months, and this is quite exciting."
As I turned back to check on the rest of my succubi, the head of a hill hunter plopped down on the snow at my feet.
"Death's the last of them,"
Eclipse announced proudly as she wiped the blood off her naginata.
Not quite, I'm afraid," Oliver sighed from above. "Hey, you're going to want to take a look at this."
I grabbed onto the lowest hanging branch, hoisted myself up onto it, and then climbed up the tree branch by branch. Finally, I found myself at the top of the giant pine, and my heart fell into my knees. Far off in the distance, charging down the mountain, was another herd of hill hunters, but it wasn't a few dozen like the group we'd just taken out. No, this had to be at least a few hundred of the fuckers. The dinner bell had been rung, and we were the first course. Fucking hell, I groaned as I racked my brain. There was no way we could kill all of these things. We may have been great fighters, but they outnumbered us nearly 100-1, if not more.
What do you see, Jakey?
Todd asked as he floated up next to me, and then his eyes bulged out of his skull.
Holy jackrabbit sexcapades! We need to get the fuck out of here, bro!
We can't. We need to find the informant.
We're not gonna find the informant if we're dino shit, bro. I can always message the dude again. Offer him a Zazel's skull as a collector's item or something. Anything but staying here and facing down these odds.
The imp was right. Trying to fight these monsters one-on-one was a death wish. If we wanted to stand any chance at all, we had to take them all out, swiftly, at once. The problem was, none of us knew any spells that were quite as powerful. Purple Hellfire might be able to stop them in large clumps, but that wasn't going to be enough. I could create a fuck ton of shuriken, but those were about as inaccurate at long distance as you could get. My silver flames were practically useless on large groups, as was the red fire. I could try and transport us all to the Shadow World, but Even that wouldn't do much with the sheer numbers they had. My bronze hellfire? Sure, maybe I could knock them off their feet, but that wouldn't do much other than buy us some more time. And get the army of hill hunters covered in snow. Wait. That's it!
What's it?
Todd asked as he turned his head.
I think you may have just been monologuing internally, bro.
Everybody get airborne! I commanded my team. Without a moment's hesitation, each and every one of them joined me in the pine.
That's a lot of hill hunters,
Libidine gasped when she saw the incoming army. It was a lot of hill hunters. I grinned, and then I summoned Bronze Hellfire into my hands.
What are you doing, bro? You gonna try to shake them to death?
Not them, but I can shake the snow, and then the mountain will do the rest for me. I took aim at the ground below us, called the flames into both of my hands, and then hauled back. These creatures were abominations to all creation. They were hidden monsters, sole survivors of a race that was supposed to have been wiped out millions of years ago. I was about to make the legend a reality. The bronze flames danced wildly in my hands as I unleashed a massive beam straight down into the ground. The earth began to shake, and it took everything I had to keep my balance atop the pine tree.
Not to be the bearer of bad news, Oliver chuckled awkwardly. But they're almost upon us.
I held my spell for as long as I could, rocking the earth like a 2.0 level quake. Finally, I heard the sound I needed to hear. Cracking ice. A large wave of snow fell from the top of the mountain's peak and then rushed toward us with the intensity of a tsunami. The deadly ripples of snow and ice shot down the slopes at nearly 100 miles per hour, and there was nothing the hill hunters could do but attempt to run away fruitlessly as they were swallowed up in its wake. Unfortunately, the avalanche was much larger than I'd anticipated, and it looked like we were about to become its next victims. Red Hellfire! I ordered the rest of my team as I released my bronze spell and switched to a crimson one. Everyone else in the group called forth their incendiary flames as the wall of snow billowed toward us, and then we fired in unison. Our beams of red fire twisted together, and they formed a singular white-hot blast that fought back against the wave. Unfortunately, it wasn't nearly enough to stop it. Instead of halting the avalanche, the unstoppable tide simply flew up over us and shot past both our sides. It continued on for another 2 or 3 minutes before the roaring sound of the snow stopped, and we decast our spell.
Why didn't that work?
Raphael asked as he inspected the large cavern we were now trapped in.
It did,
Cupie explained.
But there was too much snow, and it simply surrounded our position. But our fire was able to stop it from completely engulfing us and created this small pocket of air that will keep us alive.
So we got that going for us,
Todd mumbled sarcastically.
Which is nice.
Why can't we just blast our way out of here? I suggested, but Cupie shook her head.
We could, but it's very risky.
She explained.
If there's too much snow above us and we compromise the integrity of this structure, it's all going to come down on our heads, and I don't need to explain to you why that'd be bad.
So what's the alternative?
Libidine asked in frustration.
Just sit here and wait until it all melts.
Not exactly,
Deja suggested.
What if I send my spear out through the ceiling? That wouldn't be enough to compromise the structural integrity, but we could at least see how much snow we're dealing with.
It's worth a shot,
Raphael agreed as he holstered his revolver.
As much as I do enjoy your company, I'm not exactly a fan of small spaces, particularly those shared with other people.
Deja summoned Black Hellfire into her hands, wrapped it around her chain and spear, and spun it around at her side. Then the beautiful brunette succubus launched the weapon straight up into the roof of the cavern, and we all watched with bated breath as it struck the top and disappeared into the snow. Deja concentrated for a moment, and then she smiled intensely.
I'm in!
She joked.
Or, actually, should I say, I'm out!
All right. So at least we know it's a manageable distance. Slowly pull that thing down, and then we can figure out our next move.
Right.
Deja nodded, and then she attempted to pull down her chain. Attempted. The tan succubus's eyes went wide as she yanked on her weapon, but it didn't budge.
What's wrong?
Libidine whispered.
Is it stuck? Something's holding onto the other end!
Deja said in horror.
It's trying to pull my chain upward!
Fuck. If any of the hill hunters survived the avalanche, and they found us down here, we'd be sitting ducks. Let them have it, I hissed.
Let them have it?
Cupie protested. It's probably one of the raptors inspecting the terrain after the avalanche, I explained. Maybe if we just let it go, it'll take the chain and be on its way. I can always have Ariel make you another one.
I suppose.
Deja sighed, and then she released her chain. Suddenly, the long weapon rocketed up through the hole it had created and then disappeared from view. There was a tense silence as we waited to see if whatever was on the other side had gone away or if it was deciding to climb down here to fuck us up.
Yo!
A familiar voice called down from above.
Jacob! Todd! You guys down there? I know this is one of your new girls' chain and spear.
That voice. I couldn't quite place it, but I knew I'd heard it before. It was very nasally and high-pitched, like Todd's, only more shrill. Apparently, Todd recognized it too, because his mouth dropped open, and he began to make silent, shushing gestures.
Don't say a word, bro. I am not dealing with this jabroni again!
Come on, compadre! Don't leave me hanging!
Holy fuck. I realized where I knew the voice from. It was Chort, the prankster demon, legendary occultist, and bane of Todd's existence. We'd found our informant. Or, more accurately, our informant had found us. And I'd never been happier to see a demon in my fucking life.